You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, I ran to the park, did about 3 miles. It was pretty hot. But I wore my new knee pads for running.
Yes.
And I came so close to taking a photo and sending it to you, Jeremy, until I realized, no, that photo will live in infamy.
Forever.
On your phone and pop up at all of the worst times. So I decided to just...
I would probably make that our Facebook profile picture, actually. It's just your knee pads.
It was hilarious. I got, you know, my running shorts on and my shoes and my little socks. Oh, and there are those knee pads.
This is the most sad, depressing thing that I have heard in the longest time. This is so awkward. I feel so bad for you. So how does it feel to run with knee pads on? I feel like there'd be a chafing issue.
It wasn't bad at all. Okay. In fact, they say these were designed specifically for this. And obviously, it's not as comfortable as, you know, with nude knees.
Yeah.
But just the whole idea of, I felt protected too. And I'm wondering if that's going to cause me to trip up a little bit more, because now I get this false sense of security.
Yeah, you're be more of a risk taker now.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted you to know they arrived. I tried them on. What I did is on Sunday, I actually walked around with them, just the house, for about an hour, just to get them broken in and just to feel them. And then,
what'd your wife think about that?
She thought they looked ridiculous.
Yes.
But she's the one who always just shakes her head when I come home with blood coming down my legs.
Right.
So she's in favor of this.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. She doesn't want you to hurt yourself anymore.
So maybe what I'll do sometime is I will take a photo and then I will just quickly flash you, show you the photo, but not send you the photo.
Okay, yeah, I'd be down for that.
Anyway, if you're just tuning in, you don't know what any of this is about. It's that I do trail running, which can be dangerous with rocks and roots and all sorts of stuff that trip you up when you're running. And then I've had more than a few knee injuries from it, and I'm like, screw it, I'm gonna find somebody who has created a little knee. And before you send me text messages, there are plenty of them you can find. Just do a search for runner's knee pads and you can just go by the reviews to find the best ones.
Which ones did you get? Nobody's gonna message you because nobody wants to look like an idiot on the trail. Now, is this gonna morph into like a helmet eventually as well, and maybe like those gloves if you fall? I mean, you're gonna catch yourself with your hands.
No, that's gloves. Exactly right. The next step will be those wrist guard things that I used to have when I rollerbladed.
Yes,
they're special wrist guards, and I will wear those. But I don't need to.
How's your elbows? What about the elbows?
Mm-mm. When you go down on the trail, it is hands and knees, because you just are springing forward.
Right.
And so just hands
unless you trip
and,
you go down on your side or something. I don't know.
Hasn't happened yet.
Is your coccyx protected? Do you have a coccyx shield?
If I get flipped around like that, I am really hauling ass. So
you're hauling coccyx.
Anyway, I just wanted you to know they've been broken in, and I shall have bloody legs.
We can stop worrying now.
Stop worrying. I'm going to be fine.
Fantastic.
I will look like an idiot in the park, but I don't care.
Oh, that poor special man.
I will never see these people. No, I will never see these people again. Or maybe I'll develop a reputation. Have you heard about the guy on the trail who's wearing knee pads?
God, that's hilarious.
What about you?
Here's something completely different. And it's funny because I was sitting in front of the refrigerator yesterday before I was going to go to the gym, which I don't need knee pads at the gym. But I needed something to eat before I was going to go. And then we had a box of pizza sitting in there. I said these words in my mind, too, that's coming out of this story. It's like, I don't need a meal. I just need a quick snack. So I grabbed a slice of pizza for a quick snack before I hit the gym. Here I come in this morning, and this news story is out. Is a slice of pizza a snack or a meal? And it's such a funny question, isn't it?
One slice.
Is that a meal? I mean, it essentially could be a meal for a small person or a child.
I was going to say, I know some people, if they eat one piece of pizza, they're full and they're done. So it's a meal for them. It would be...
For me?
A third of a meal.
Yeah, it's a snack for me.
If so, you get it, let me ask you this. Yeah. It is a great question, but let me derail it for just 1 second before we go back. When you, or let's say it's a Friday night and you're hungry and you've ordered a piping hot pizza and it's delivered, how many slices generally do you eat? So if you had to take an average.
Right, probably four.
Okay, I'm usually three.
Okay. All right, yeah.
I just wondered about that.
Yeah, generally four. And that last one's usually just a smaller slice.
A four is half of a
pizza. Just enough to make me feel bad about myself. So the poll found 20% said it is a snack, 46% would say it's a meal, and 31% said they're both equal, the people that can't make up their mind.
But might depend on the day, too, and the size of the slice.
That's what I was going to say,
those slices,
the slice
that
size.
Are massive.
Like if you get a double slice size, then we're tiptoeing into meal territory, I think.
The last time I got a slice of pizza on the street of New York City, it was so big that... There's no way you could have had three or four of those. I mean, it was big.
Was it?
Yeah, a big
ass
slice of pizza. You
could put a stick underneath it and hide underneath it during like a rainstorm?
Yeah. So it depends on the slice, I guess.
I think some
of those New York City street slices, they're pretty big. So
yeah, mine was just a snack yesterday. And we hadn't ordered pizza in a long time. And we try to fool ourselves because when we do order pizza, it's now like the one I had yesterday. It was spinach and tomato and feta.
Well, that was going to be my next question.
It.
Is I was about to judge you for your top. And I've judged you harshly.
Judge away. I mean, that's the only way we get pizza now. We're not getting like greasy pepperoni and, you know, sausage and bacon. It's always some sort of spinach, pepper, banana pepper, you know.
Well,
try to make it healthy.
It.
You know what, though? Surprisingly, it's quite tasty still.
A spinach pizza?
Spinach, tomato, feta is actually
God, you have
tasty,
been around Nicole way
it's
too
a tasty,
long.
Tasty pizza, I know.
And yes, I know you're listening, Nicole. I'm talking about you. Spinach pizza,
she's
no.
turned me to the dark side.
Oh, my God, you two.
It was good, man. It's actually
okay,
really good.
Okay, well, that's fine. You've
again,
been
I'm eating four slices. I need to save where I can. Come on now. What are you getting there, knee pads?
Pepperoni, black olive.
It's a solid combo, too.
Yeah, it's the best.
I know it's the best, Tom, but I can't have it anymore.
Why don't you
My
do
wife
this?
Won't let me.
Why don't you get half spinach for her, half pepperoni black olive for
you? We're not
going
to be those people.
And instead of what's wrong with that?
I'm not being the half pizza people. Those people are pain in the arse. And I feel
Why?
For the pizza people making the pizza, and they're like,
no,
oh, my God, I
got to
make half a pizza. And it's never half. It always spills over somewhere in there.
They don't care.
They don't care.
No, they don't care. It takes them 2 seconds.
Care. They're like, oh, God, we got to have these person
Why don't
here.
You get pepperoni, black olive, and instead of four slices, just eat two. And then that's essentially helping you just as much.
Yeah, you're right. I could just eat two pieces, but yeah, almost stick with what I know now.